אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We are reading in the study of 10 ספירות, volume 6, part 16, page 2072, Three Worlds Briah Yetzirah Asiya. We are reading the questions and answers, item 207. You can send your questions on Kab.tv and Sfirat Tova, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Volume 6 in Tess, part 16, page 2072. Question, I'm sorry, 217. What are Pnim and Makif of Atzmut of the Ten Sfirot? The vessels of externality in the Ten Sfirot in Bia, which are the two vessels, Basar and Or, in which Nefesh Ruach of externality have also a relationship of surrounding light to the Ten Sfirot. Because you can't have the two lights, Chaya and Echida, return to the Partsuf if these five vessels of Zon will not return to be inner vessels of the Partsuf. You can read it also in answer 185. Also, the lights Chaya and Echida are the ones who scrutinize these vessels of Zon to qualify them as inner vessels. And therefore, those external vessels are considered surrounding vessels for the Ten Sfirot. Indeed, the surrounding lights themselves cannot clothe in them, since they are Zon that separated from the vessels of the Guf. And the vessels for the surrounding light are made only from Zon, that separated from the lights of Osh, because the surrounding lights have no grasp except in Rosh and Gal.
What vessels do we have internal? Who can tell us?
Kilim. Pnimim.
Internal kilim. We have
אז יש לנו כך.
Okay, so
Keter, Chokhmah.
We have Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, internal kilim. Wait, why am I writing in Russian? From yesterday or the day before? The webinar, I wrote this.
Keter, Chokhmah.
Keter, Chochmah, Bina. Right? Zeranpin. And Malchut.
Keter,
Chochmah, Bina are the internal kilim. Is that clear why? Is it clear why? They can be scrutinized to the fullest extent. And they have what lights? Naran. Where are they clothed?
Nefesh.
Nefesh.
Ruach, Neshama.
Ruach and Neshama. Right?
Naran.
Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama.
Nefesh,
Ruach, Neshama.
Ken?
Right? Yes, right.
Eifo Chaya v'Yechida?
Where is Chaya and Yechida?
Ein lahem kilim.
They don't have vessels.
Eze yesh lanu urot b'Zeranpin v'Malchut?
What lights do we have in Zeranpin and Malchut?
No, tanole.
Answer me.
Huh? Chaya Yechida.
Chaya Yechida. How can it be Chaya Yechida and Malchut and Zeranpin if they mustn't even reveal any light? If they are still scrutinized, they are external vessels. These are external vessels, right? And these are internal vessels. These are the internal ones. That's how it is, right? They are called Shoresh, Neshama, Guf, Inner Kilim, and Levush and Heichal, External Kilim. These external kilim, they too are called what? Basar and Or. And the internal ones, what are they called? Mocha,
Atzamot, V'gidin.
And Gidin. So we have Mocha, Atzamot, Gidin, Basar, and Or are external, or Shorosh, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Heichal. Accordingly, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, these lights, they are internal Kilim. Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And in the external kelim, it's the external lights, and they still need to be scrutinized. And why can't we scrutinize these external vessels? Why can't we scrutinize the external vessels? I put a question mark here. Why? Because of the heart of stone, Lev Ha'Even. I'm not giving you the opportunity to speak. Because you know everything. Lev Ha'Even, that is correct. Well, what can you do?
Lev Ha'Even, that's a deck.
The stony heart. You're right, Lev Ha'Even. And because you can't scrutinize this until the end of correction, therefore these vessels are external. Right? Do you have questions about this? Is it clear to everyone, or are you shy? Mali.
You asked which lights are in Zarpin and Malchut.
That I don't know yet. But of course there can't be Chaya Yechida there. Like Mr. Rachamim said. Because if there will be these Kilim, then the lights Chaya Yechida have to close in Keter and Chochmah. In Shoresh and Neshama. Because there is an inverse value. It's clear, right? If everything will be corrected, then Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. So, Chaya and Yechida will be in the internal Kelim. So here you have an addition that enters in. And here we have a problem, because we can work very hard externally, but the benefit from that is on the higher levels in different places. That's why we need to work above reason.
I might be wrong, but wasn't the first temple in Mochin of Chaya?
Yes, but it's not the same Mochin de Chaya. Let's say that it was Mochin de Chaya.
So the light of Chaya entered into a spiritual vessel?
Yes.
Here you say it belongs to the stony heart.
No, but the stony heart is scrutinized after the shattering. Before the shattering, it was like absorbed.
After the second restriction, we have the place of the stony heart. Now, in the first temple, in some form, the stony heart received light.
Oh, I can only say one sentence and all the rest you should scrutinize. We're talking about the temple, we're talking about the correction of Israel. Only on a small part that isn't even related to the human ego. That's in order to build an example in the Rosh to what has to be later on in the Guf, in all of the will to receive. It's all as if it's like a program. It's not realized in the will to receive. That's the matter. It's the execution. Okay? Any questions?
I remember at least that there's some inversion between basar and or, or this is always the order. Moach atzamot gedim, basar or. Or sometimes or and basar, we treat them as in a different order.
You remember how we learned or and dostustus and how there are different layers of the light, right? Where he speaks of writing the parchments. There is such a thing. I'll wait. It speaks of how we need to differentiate between the light and the basar. There are parts that we need to throw them out, not use them. And in the light, we also have a part that we separate from the light, and only on the internal part of the external. Yeah, the internal part of the external, that is called the klaf, the parchment. And that is what we write the book of the Torah on. Upon that we scrutinize, it's the maximum will to receive, upon which we can scrutinize all of our connection to the Creator. And we mustn't do anything beyond that until the end of correction. I don't know what the book of Torah in the corporeality will be. It's like on all of that leather, that parchment. But that's the sign for it, that we will use all the vessels instead of it. Okay? Yes.
He writes that there is nefesh ruach of externality corresponding to basar and or. What is that?
Right. Because what can clothe into them? These are vessels that can't be ascribed to nefesh ruach neshama, the internal, to keter chma bina, but it's their anpin and malchut that can be used only to an extent, because they are connected to a true desire. It's leva even, so it's sliced and sliced and sliced through all different limitations, and you can use it by raising it to kelim of bestowal, to kelim of binah, and then you use the malchut that is tied to binah. And therefore, these are not true vessels. And what they have is nefesh ruach. They don't have any more because they have nothing to grow on. They don't have bina and chokhma and keter of the external. Therefore, they only have nefesh and ruach on their own level. But don't think that it's little. All in all, these lights, how should I say? We need to understand that until the end of correction, we have these lights. All we have is a very, very thin line, kavdak, in comparison to the whole igul, the whole circle.
I hope it's in the right direction. Where are those vessels in the tin?
I have no idea. What do you need to be confuse yourself for? We agree with Mushi what you need to do throughout the day. So that's it.
Nefesh ruach of externality are as surrounding to basar and or.
Hold on, basar and or are already external kelim. Within them, they have lights called nefesh and ruach. That's it. They are not surroundings. Surroundings are still around that. These are the lights, the illuminations that are in Basar and Or. It's just called external. It's vessels. Without these vessels, you won't have all of the lights in the goof. It has to be. It's part of the partsuf. That's the depth of the scrutiny, to what extent we can relate them to the intention in order to bestow. And that's all the discussion here. We always try to figure out what are the kelim in order to bestow. But the scrutinies there are very difficult scrutinies. They're gradual. They're very subtle. But specifically because of these scrutinies, we have the great lights with the internal kelim. Go on.
Question 220. What are empty and vacant of light? Wherever the concluding malchut ascends, below it you get an empty, vacant space. An empty space vacant of light, because it concludes the upper light and detains it from passing it below. Again, what are empty and vacant of light? Wherever the concluding malchut ascends, from that point and below, you have an empty space and vacant of light, because it concludes, or rather puts an end to the upper light and detains it from shining below.
That's clear. We have 10 sefirot. Malchut limits it, it rises. And in every single sphira, we say it rises to Bina. It's not to Bina, it rises to Bina of every single sphira. And there it does, the new Siyum, and that's towards Tzimtzum Bet. And when she measures to what extent the Partsuf can do it in order to bestow, in every Partsuf, not just in Keter, this Masach, this Malchut, in Malchut we differentiate a few things. Malchut is a will to receive. Malchut is a limitation. It's the first restriction. It's the Masach, it's the calculation. All of that we relate to Malchut. The general will to receive of the Partsuf, and then the upper nine, we relate to them as qualities only. They don't have a will to receive. And then the will to receive needs to limit itself. Like a person, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. We're the same. As an example. Although it's not exactly. Okay?
Okay, next. 225. What is the second restriction? Tzimtzum Bet. Second restriction is the meaning of the mixing of the measure of mercy with judgment. Because the Malchut, which is the measure of judgment, connected with the Bina, which is the measure of mercy, as it was written, and they should both walk. This caused the restriction, the second restriction in the world. Because initially the world was created in the measure or the virtue of judgment, because the screen was installed in the vessel of Malchut, which is the virtue of judgment. And the upper nine are empty of the restriction. Oh. And when the Malchut rose to Bina, it became a screen in the Nikvei Naim, and it brought out the Achap from the Ten Sfirot of Osh to the Guf. And also the concluding Malchut rose to half of Bina of Gufa and took out Tanhi to the empty space, because the restriction happened in the place of Parsa of Atzilut. Again, what is the second restriction? Second restriction is the mixing of the virtue of mercy with judgment.
Because it's, how can it be Tzimtzum and Shituf and inclusion? Tzimtzum is Tzimtzum and inclusion is inclusion. How does he compare the two? Yes? Tzimtzum Bet.
Second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, is the combination, the mixing of the virtue of mercy with judgment.
You're getting this? The inclusion of these two things, why is that restriction? It has to be growth, new development.
Because the Malchut, which is the measure of judgment, connected with Bina, which is the measure of mercy. As it was written, and they shall both walk together. And this caused the second restriction in the world. Because initially, the world was created with the measure of judgment. Since the screen was installed in the vessel of Malchut, which is the measure of judgment, and the upper nine were clean, were without restriction. And when the Malchut rose to Bina, it became a screen in the Nikvei Naim, and they took out the Achap from the Ten Sfirot of Osh to the Guf. And also, the concluding Malchut rose to half of Bina of Gufa, and took out Tanhi to the empty space, because the restriction took in the place of the Parsa of Atzilut.
But really, it's not that Malchut rises to Bina like we draw it like this, and it's in Bina and it brings Tzimtzum to Bina. No, in every place where we have Kelim of Kabbalah and Keter and Chochmah, this, say, is Keter, and this is the individual Chochmah of every Sphira. So when there isn't Malchut, then it doesn't reach there, but on the rest it does. So Malchut, it controls over, it's all its will to receive, it's not her itself, it's the will to receive, which controls over all the vessels of reception. Is that clear? Okay, that's the Tzimtzum Bet, that you mustn't use all the vessels of reception except for Keter and Chochmah. And what is the Keter and Chochmah? What's going on there? We have bestowal from above, from the Creator, without any interference of the created being. That's why here it's zero, here it's one. Keter is the idea, and Chochmah is what the Creator wants to give. And on that we have no limitation. And from Bina and below, there starts to be a limitation. And not from the beginning of the Bina, but from the middle of the Bina, in Chazeh of Bina. That's where the relation to the will to receive needs to be. So Keter, Chochmah, and Gar of Bina, they are as Galgalta and Aim, the vessels of bestowal. And Zat of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, they are vessels of reception, Achap. Okay? Yes.
Can you explain perhaps what is the measure of judgment? Where is it initially the Masach, the screen was in Malchut and not in the upper nine? How does it sit with the system?
The Paratzuf makes calculation according to the will to receive that he has in it and what he can do in order to bestow. He does calculation according to the quality of Din. Then he sees that he doesn't have the strength to relate himself to bestowal to the Creator, and then he integrates with the quality of Rachamim. He he doesn't work with the vessels of reception anymore, only with bestowal.
So if I understand, the world of Adam Kadmon is the measure of judgment, and after the second restriction, they start to work with the measure of mercy?
Yes.
It sounds like two spherot remain in the vessel and eight spherot are below.
It's like that on each and every sphera.
Yeah, but sometimes we say that Golgot HaVeinayim and Achap went down. And Achap is only 4.5 spherot, so it turns out that 5.5 were left.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't. It depends how you count it. Most important is vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal. But you're right. We always have this confusion, how we count the spherot. Okay? Go on, Rachamim. Go ahead.
Rav, I must admit you confused me today.
No. Question. Do you have a question or not? If not, then...
Thank you.
Question 232.
What is the Rosh of Bria? The Rosh of Bria is Chagat of Arichanpin, were clothed Nehi of Atik, and also Nekuda of Malchut of Atzilut descended there and clothed in this Chagat of Arichanpin and became a head to the foxes.
We'll leave this till tomorrow. It requires a deep explanation. But a lot of people are dispersing now. I want you to nevertheless decide, how are you going to ask everyone about the Congress, and how are you then going to turn it into a prayer? Who are the computer guys here? Who knows how to do such a sheet? I have a sheet. You want this or this or this or this or that. And then I can, like a menu, and I can choose. I just write who I am in English or Latin, and then I write how many lessons a day, 1, 2, 3. What else?
What way to sit in the tents?
Yeah, in what way to sit, either 5 or 10 or alone, whatever you want. What else? In short, Moshe, you have such a list? Okay. So make a sheet out of it, a form. Fill out this form and you get the summary. That's it. And if you also want to see individual answers, then you can. Let's say Vlad didn't want to did X's on all of the answers. So you'll know the computer maybe won't accept it. Okay, anyway, in short, start doing that. That's good. It's part of the preparation for the Congress. Then we'll talk about it. And tomorrow we'll pray if there'll be results. But everyone will participate. Everyone will be ready. We'll talk about the summary. And we'll go out to make a prayer or a request, and you'll see how it works. And now,
we'll go to the next part of the lesson, and before that, a song.
ולא משעבוד ולא מתוך Kolam Nishma.